OneTrickPony.tv radio.
Wow, that was some good air guitar there. You're tuned into Silence is Violence, One Trick Pony's new radio show. You're with your host, Noki, and I am joined in the studio by Sam, the editor-in-chief of OneTrickPony.tv. How are you, Sam?
I'm great, Noki. That was an excellent introduction.
Thanks, man.
I love it.
You can put down your...
We're off to a flying start here.
You can put down your imaginary drumsticks, man. The song stopped a while ago. He's still going.
Yeah, I was.
He can't resist.
I was feeling it.
He's banging out some mad tunes.
Rocking out to some Cog.
So, mate, I want to talk about the Hottest 100.
I want to talk about it too, then.
All right.
What?
Mate, I feel like that saying's actually going to take off in Australian culture.
I think
it's actually going to become like, you know, like, neck minute. It's actually going to become a thing.
The what?
What?
Are we going to regret that selection as the Hottest 100?
I think we are.
Song, did that really represent 2012?
I don't know, man. I mean, no, it didn't.
It didn't. I don't know. Every year it seems like we have a clear cut. That was the song of 2000 and whatever. So we had a couple of years ago, like the Angus and Julius Stone year. There was such an obvious selection that year where we had that song, Big Jet Plane.
Oh, Take Me for a Ride.
Yeah. That one. It was such an obvious choice for a big song. And then last year we had Gautier, like an Australian artist who had some huge international success. And it was a cracking tune. Great video, spreading all over the world, all that sort of stuff. And it just seemed to have a lot of longevity. Whereas this one seems like it was a right place, right time kind of track that basically being put out in whenever it was, September, October, has led to a lot of hype right around the time when people have to vote for this, for the Hottest 100. And he's coming
in and
spoils.
Yeah, I don't think the song has much longevity. I mean, it's catchy, and I think the fact that it won is like it's a bit of a party tune, you know. And I feel like a lot of tracks that made it in up the top were actually like party tunes, you know. Like you got all these Flume tracks, Disclosure, Calvin Harris got two in there. You know what I mean? Like I feel like a lot of tracks are kind of like very dancey, and they make people want to have fun.
As well.
And when they listen to it when they're out, they're like, "Oh yeah, that's a good tune because I had a good time to it."
Yeah.
But you know, Little Talks missed out because you can't play folk in the clubs, can you?
You can't. And that seemed like, I don't know, that kind of to me felt like it was more the, it had the commercial crossover. It was an indie rock band from Iceland. It's just a story.
Mm.
Whereas this, like the Macklemore thing, it's a cool song. I like listening to it.
Yeah, but what's his backstory?
I don't know.
He's a white dude that does hip hop and sounds kind of, you know, African American.
Can we say that? I guess we can. It's our show.
We're saying it. I just said it.
If people stop listening right now, then we might know why. Yeah. So with Thrift Shop, didn't you kind of think that was more of a, when was the last time we had a novelty song hit number one in the Hottest 100?
Ooh, a novelty song.
That's what it is though, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
It's novelty. It's 100%.
Like, I feel like the whole song is basically one giant pinata and everyone's taking swings at it now.
Yeah.
Well, the question I want to know is who voted for it? If everyone's going, everyone I've talked to about it in Sydney is like, why did it win? You know, no one person has said, oh, Thrift Shop, yeah, woo, I voted for it. I'm glad it won.
Mm.
So where are the votes coming from? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I just think last year, what was the Gautier song? Somebody That I Used to Know.
Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Yeah, perfect. That seemed like it was the song of 2011.
Yep.
This seems like it's the song of November.
Yeah, it's a time and a place.
Yeah.
Somebody That I Used to Know, that went the whole year. That went into 2012, you know. Big time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know, are we going to be listening to this song in a couple of months, or are we going to be on to his next one?
Definitely not. And I think that's it, man. That's it. But I want to talk about some artists that missed the cut. I mean, Hot Chip didn't even make it in. That was a big one. I think Alex Dyson's bad review of the album may have put some people off.
Alex Dyson's or Alex Dyson's dad?
Alex Dyson's dad. Definitely his dad.
Yeah, well, I don't know. What was the track? Hot Chip.
They had a few, man. They had a few off that album.
But they had the one single, which seemed like it's probably going to end up being...
Flutes. Was it Flutes with a really long intro?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Claire de Lune made it in, and that had...
Yeah. Well,
that was one long...
Song.
That was a seven-minute intro, Claire de Lune.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's probably, like, next week when they do the hottest 200 this weekend, which they...
Oh, yeah. It'll get 101 and 102. It's,
yeah, they're going
to
be right.
The whole album will be 101 to 110.
Yeah.
And there probably weren't even 9 songs on it.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe that's not a bad thing, but yeah.
Yeah.
There's plenty of stuff that missed out. I don't worry too much about the guys like Hot Chip missing out. I just like to see the little guys, the ones that fill out like that 85 to 100 range. Mm. I like to see some of these local bands that I'm going out to see, Good God and Oxford Arts and all the smaller venues around Sydney. I want to see those guys filling out the bottom end rather than having tracks by like Kanye and Jay-Z. Like, it's great. Kanye and Jay-Z, they put out the album last year, which killed it. This is a new single. It's standing on its own. And I don't really think those guys need to be recognized at the bottom of our hottest 100 when we've got all these bands like Northeast Party House from Melbourne and those kinds of guys who are just killing it, doing the live thing here. They're getting the airplay, all that sort of stuff. And they're just basically getting taken. Their spots are getting taken by these big guys from overseas, which I don't know.
Obviously, I feel like a lot of those kind of names, they get in because of their name, not because of, you know, them actually creating great music. It's like, oh, you got a reputation, you know, Muse got in there. I don't think that was a great album. I think that was a bit of a miss.
Yeah.
Black Keys, I hadn't heard any of their songs all year. Their two songs they got in, I was like, oh, first time I've heard them.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, it's weird. I think some bands just get in because they're, you know, of their name.
Yeah, people are looking, like Muse fans are going on the Hottest 100 and scrolling down the page to the M section to see if Muse have got a song in there, and there's enough people out there to fill out that form and get Muse into like, where did their song end up?
They've already got enough fans. They made the song.
So Madness was 75. Is that all they had in there?
I think so, yeah. And they did a, they did even did a what it was it, that cover of the Champions song? That was, you know, the theme song to the Olympics. Yeah.
Was it the Queen song?
No. The Muse song that was like Queen.
Right. Well, a lot of it is these days.
They did a cover of it on Triple J and it didn't make the Hottest 100. Weird.
Right.
So, I would like to segue into my favourite song of 2012, which was by a band called Purity Ring. And this song actually made it in the Hottest 100 at number 85. It's called Fine Shrine, and Purity Ring are a band that I feel are doing something very different in terms of electronic music. They're kind of using all that glitchy electronica and blending it into something that I don't feel has been done before. But this track is pretty different, so check it out.
Let's leave.
That was Purity Ring with Fine Shrines. Great tune that made the hottest 100 this year out of my picks. The hottest 200 is airing this Saturday on the Triple J. We're getting a bit overloaded with the J's and their lists. They've got the 100 again on Sunday, but the 200 is a pretty big one. We're going to hear a lot of tracks.
What do you reckon? Is it about half as big as the 100?
I'd say it's probably a quarter.
A quarter?
Yeah.
A quarter, so.
We're not talking about volume here. We're talking about quality.
not that they won't be filled with quality, because there
it's
was...
It's going to be filled with quality. What
a lot of great
about?
A lot of great tracks missed out on the 100, which probably should have been in there. So
yeah.
I'm sure that, especially that sort of that bottom end from like 120 all the way down to 101 is going to be filled with some crackers.
Well, let's be honest. How many more tunes does Flume have in his back catalogue?
So the whole album's probably going to be in there.
Plus his last 10 EPs.
Anything.
He's only got one.
Yeah.
Basically every song and remix he's ever done.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised to hear a couple more Rubens tracks in the...
Yeah, Rubens.
I was pretty surprised actually with the year they had that they didn't have anything filling out the bottom of the Hottest 100. Like, My Gun was obviously going to be right up there, but other ones, Best We Got, they had other singles they put out which had, I thought, a lot of backing from the J's, and I was pretty surprised that they only had the one song in there. Maybe they didn't. I was pretty sure they did, though. Nope, I'm wrong. Best We Got's in there. So maybe, I don't know. There's other tracks out there that the Rubens could get in there. Who knows?
You love the Rubens.
Love the Rubens. Killing it. Boys from New South Wales.
Wait till they get on stage with Bruce Springsteen. Then it's going to happen.
Springsteen going to go off.
The Springs McGee.
So what about next year?
Next year, do you want to predict the number one for next year? You seem pretty keen to, I'm saying.
Next, I don't know, 2000 and what year will that be? 2013.
Kanye West is going to release a track, and
Is he ever going to win the Hottest 100?
He's never won it before? Sure he has.
He's never, really?
Gold Digger.
Oh, maybe he
Niggas
did.
In Paris.
Niggas in Paris didn't win it.
Yeah, but in my mind it did.
In my, yeah, okay, maybe.
I'm just joking. I'm not that big a fan of Kanye. Oh, balls.
Well, what have we got coming out this year? We've just had Foles come out, like My Number.
Ooh, Foles album. Wait till that drops.
It actually didn't drop, did it? I downloaded it illegally. It's leaked.
Yeah, it's leaked. Yeah. Oh, no. I'm going to buy it. Because I'm all about supporting live music.
I already have it. And I went and saw them live. So...
He just recorded the whole set and then cut the songs out and made a little mixtape out of it.
Yeah.
That's how you get to sleep at night, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. So
stroking yourself to the Foles.
Yeah, I think next year we're going to have... It feels like it's going to go back to an Australian artist next year. We have...
Ooh.
What do we have? Two of the last 3 years been Australian.
Gotcha.
Angus and Julia.
Gotcha. Oh, gotcha and Angus, yep.
We had Macklemore, however we want to say it. He was in there this year and he's...
Macklemore.
He's American.
Macklemore.
I don't know. It feels like we'll
clothes.
Come. It feels like we'll come back to Australia next year. Maybe Angus and Julia have a new album coming out this year.
Yeah, but they broke up. They were dating for a while.
Really?
They broke up.
It's unusual when a brother sister band break up.
Don't worry. Angus is going to marry Lisa Mitchell, and they're going to have a baby.
Have we ever seen Lisa Mitchell and Julia Stone in the same place at the same time, though?
No, we, because
is there any proof
they're
that they're
sworn enemies.
Is there any proof that they're different people?
Oh, true. Yeah, right. Well, that means Sarah Blasco is also the same person.
Yeah.
As well as allies.
Yeah.
They've all got the same voice.
They have the same voice.
Maybe they're a quad spirit all meshed into one person.
Maybe.
Wait, that doesn't make sense. One voice meshed into four people. Now, we want to play for you some Australian music that we think is pretty cool. Sam's brought in a track for us from an Australian band that we think is quite amazing. Who are they?
Rockets.
Rocks?
Rockets, yeah. We've got a couple of Australian tracks to play today, but the first one we're going to play, yeah, is Rockets. A new one called Hallways, which we featured last week on One Trick Pony. It was a One Trick Pony premiere exclusive, The Works, and it is a killer track. You're going to hear a lot of it this year. and not only from being on our blog, because I'm sure the J is going to get behind it. It's going to be right up there with the next crop of Hottest 100 artists. And yeah, it's an absolutely cracking tune. If you like that old school Kings of Leon, that dirty rock sort of vibe, this is kind of where that's at. They've got a great riff and the dude can sing.
Let's check it out.
Hit the boys up on Facey, do whatever you want. But yeah, check it out.
Hit that button. Hit that big juicy button.
Where is it? There it is. So that was my contribution to the playlist for this afternoon. That was, yeah, the new one from Rockets, Hallways. And
great tune.
Yeah, cracking tune.
Awesome tune. You're definitely hearing a lot more of that tune this year. It's going to be a big one. Just like live disco.
Just like live disco. It's going to be a big one for live disco this year. A bunch of cool Australian live disco bands. Mitzi, which we did we discuss earlier?
Yeah, so Mitzi actually supported Foles in their two Sydney shows, which was a big grab for them. Obviously, being on Future Classic helped. But Mitzi is shooting goals, man. They've got a South by Southwest showcase this year, which is awesome. I feel like America is probably the home of the recuperation, the rejuvenation.
The reinvigoration
of disco. It's coming back in the form of a live band. And Mitzi are doing a great thing. But also, we found this tune off this great Brisbane band called Yale. It's called Getaway. And we're really vibing it. It's just drenched in sun, this tune. So lap it up, get outside by your pool, hit up some rays, and enjoy this one.
Things change. No, they don't always stay the same. Things change since they changed in my brain. Now they won't be the same.
So what else happened this week?
Something happened. Something definitely happened.
Some festivals happened.
Yeah, man. Big Day Out happened. That was juicy. Did you go?
I didn't go, but you went.
Why didn't you go?
It's too hot.
Too hot.
Summer festivals, man. It's a big call.
Oh.
January, every year, I've got a theory that Big Day Out happens to coincide with the hottest day of the year.
You and your theories,
Sydney,
mate.
Every year.
Have you ever thought the Big Day Out coincides with the best day of the year? The Big
no,
Day Out?
It's the hottest day of the year. It's the hottest day out.
Ah, see.
People sweat too much. I'm not a big... I don't like sweat.
You don't like sweat?
I don't like big crowds with... Like, people going there to see the wrong people. I don't really want to see the Chili Peppers. I would have been just as happy to go and watch Foles.
Cool.
Foles playing the same time as the Chili's.
Yeah, I saw Chili's, though.
Saw Chili's?
Yeah.
Skipped out on Foles.
After I wrung my sweat out over myself, I watched the Chili's, and it was amazing.
No John Frusciante?
No John Frusciante.
No.
New guitarist?
New guitarist.
Well, he played on the last album.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, he was on fire.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, he was amazing.
I'm sure the Chili's probably
and,
with a few decent guitarists.
Oh, mate, him and Flea were having these little jams in between songs and, like, to intro each song. And they were just jamming, like, real great, just playing amazing. And then they'd play, like, one little chord, and you'd be like, oh, that could be this song. You know?
Yeah.
Like, someone, like, in the vicinity would be like, oh. And then
Under
it'd
the
be
bridge.
That song. And we'd all be like, yeah. I think that's great. I love it when, you know, bands play around a little bit.
Yeah. They're one of those bands. They're definitely a live band.
Oh, man.
Not that their records
totally
are amazing as well, but they're definitely a live band.
Yeah. I mean, I read the book, Scar Tissue.
Yeah.
So, I really connected. I think I may have wept a little bit during Under the Bridge.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just...
You've got the backstory.
That's standard, man.
Yeah.
You should have seen the amount of tears that were dropped during that song.
Who was just your highlight of the day?
Chili's, man.
Chili's was the highlight of the day.
Chili's and Vampire Weekend were also amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, were a bit disappointing, I've got to say.
Yeah.
She did it like a real acoustic version of Maps.
Yeah.
Even though it's already pretty acoustic.
Yeah.
It was like even more stripped back.
She didn't even have the guitar.
She was basically naked on stage. She got all her band naked.
Singing a cappella.
A cappella Maps.
Let's talk about Groove in the Moo. Groove in the Moo. Festival lineup announced yesterday. Leak.
Well done, Music Feeds.
Courtesy
on that
music
leak.
Feeds, yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, that was
I mean, it wasn't
feeds.
That hard to find.
Apparently they fucked up on Mosh Ticks.
Yeah, they just put the whole lineup on there.
Just testing.
Like
the,
no one would have noticed.
Just testing the layout of the...
Yeah, testing the layout.
Of the
and
post,
then published
yeah.
it. Well done.
Yeah.
And they got it spot on. And it's a pretty juicy lineup.
Yeah.
I'm most excited for DJ Woody's Big Fat 90s mixtape.
Yeah?
That's going to go off.
It's going to go off?
Yeah.
What about the DZ Death Rays DJ set? Who would have thought DZ Death Rays would go all the way to a festival as a two-piece, not even take their fucking instruments?
Yeah.
They're a two-piece. How hard is it for them to take their
Maybe
guitar
he's
going to
DJ
kit?
Through his guitar.
He's not. He's going to DJ...
Maybe he has a handheld turntable and just like... plays it.
We're just getting silly.
Plays chords on it.
Yeah, that's a decent lineup. Like, I don't know. It's very Australian, which is probably something we want. And it's who's the Kooks? That's a solid
Kooks is a solid grab.
Yeah.
Tegan and Sarah.
Tame Impala.
Example. Great guy.
Yeah, you interviewed him on Music Feeds?
Yeah, very honest bloke.
Honest bloke.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
And of course we got Flume. You can't have an Australian music festival without Flume in 2013.
Mate, not at the moment. They remind me of when Art vs Science were... You remember when Art vs Science were big?
Yeah.
And they played every single festival, in that year.
And then we had probably 10 years ago, we had the Grinspoon days and the Powderfinger days.
Yeah, Grinspoon's still kind of doing it.
They're
and
trying.
Never stopped.
They're trying.
They still see them at every festival.
Powderfinger though, like, you can't have a Big Day Out without Powderfinger.
Powderfinger are amazing though, you can't really...
Yeah. Yeah.
I ever only saw them at one festival, so... Maybe that was before I went to a lot of festivals.
Before you got sick of hearing the same song.
I was like, wow, Powderfinger, finally! And everyone's like, yeah, I've seen him like 400 times.
This week.
That's a serious lot of gigs.
Cool, so should we play some more music?
I think we should.
What do you got on your little playlist there?
I've got some good tunes. I would like to play for you a song that I donkey voted in the Hottest 100. And by donkey, I mean that I knew it had no chance of getting in, because it's a pretty low-key kind of tune. It's by a producer out of the US called XXYYXX, all in capitals in case you're wondering. It's not Kisses and Hugs.
No relation to Jamie XX.
No relation to Jamie XX or XXY. Or is it XXXY?
Or CKY?
Or another band with an X in their name, perhaps? The XX? But yeah, he is a 16-year-old producer. He's now 17, but he was 16 when he made this album, right? Under self-titled. And it is just amazing. And he takes samples out of all these different songs. He took a sample from Alt J's Breeze Blocks. And I actually like this song better than the original Breeze Blocks. So
that's a big call.
That's a big call. And Alt J are doing
on the topic of Hottest 100. That's the third best song in the year for Australian music listeners. And
well, let's just say Breeze, this song should have come in number two.
Okay. But it's not as good as Macklemore.
It's not as good as Macklemore. I mean, what? I love you so. I love you so. I love you so. Run away, Breeze Blow. I love you so. I love you so. Frank Ocean and Chris Brown have some serious beef. Bring the beef to the street, you don't really want it. Well, they apparently got in a punch-up that got so serious that Frank Ocean cut his finger, and now he can't play at the Grammys.
What was he doing with his finger?
He got it jammed in the door as he tried to get out of the car, or he was winding up the window real quick, because obviously he'd have a manual winder. Being Frank Ocean and not having earned much money through his amazing music, he got his finger stuck in the top, and there was a little jagged edge at the top, and it got cut.
Maybe. These are all valid theories.
But do you know what I think Chris Brown has beef about? Not this parking space situation, the fact that Frank Ocean dominated the Hottest 100.
Can we rewind back a little bit to what the hell these two are even arguing about?
A parking space.
A parking space.
At a recording studio.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Well, I understand people get pretty heated over parking spaces. Maybe ever seen that episode of Seinfeld where I think it's George is trying to back into a spot and one guy tries to go front into the spot and they end up spending hours fighting over the spot. I can get heated. Like, if people have, if they're in a tough spot to park, two people trying to get into that same spot.
I'm thinking more of Mr. Bean, how he always gets snaked by that three-wheeled car.
So Chris Brown had the three-wheeled car.
Dude, Chris Brown definitely drives a three-wheeled car.
And Frank Ocean's just rocked up in his Hummer, and
Chris Brown gets on his little tricycle, like his pink tricycle with like strings off the side.
Yeah,
he's got to tell girls that he's a soft entity. You know, you can't be going around being all hardcore in a Cadillac. I reckon Frank Ocean and Chris Brown should have a 360 Cursor style something battle.
A sing-off.
They should have a 360 Cursor style sing-off. But
whoever can sing the most beautiful melody.
Well, that's going to be Frank Ocean. Come on.
Yeah.
And then, what could be best of three? So whoever sings better, dances better, and seduces better, that could get interesting. You have to have best of three.
I've heard Chris Brown is quite forceful in his seduction methods.
Yeah, well, you know, everyone's got to have their methods.
Yeah. Bring the beast to the streets.
You don't really want it. On other news, EMI is closing down. Universal's taken it over. Well, they did so a while ago, but they're now closing their offices. And it brings us to think what's going to happen after, you know, the big labels start to close up.
Life after recording studios, recording record labels.
Life after record labels. Our favorite punk band, Blink-182, came out with a statement through Mark Hoppus. And he reckons that sponsored albums are the next step for artists and bands to take. That's pretty interesting.
Very interesting. It's an interesting thought, which I'd never pondered before in my life. I'd never thought that artists would have to, not sink to a low, but ever resort,
Well, I mean, it seems inevitable for some artists. I mean, Good Charlotte are obviously going to bring out an album sponsored by KFC.
Welcome to KFC.
And all their lyrics are going to be, you know, chicken based. Fried chicken.
Yeah. And they're going to sing at the 2020 cricket.
They're going to sing at the 2020. They're going to wear bucket helmets.
Yeah. There's plenty of ways to go.
It suits their look. It really does.
It's an interesting idea. There'd be plenty of other artists out there, which I'm sure have already started teeing up their endorsement deals.
Well, who's going to go for Macca's? Who's going to get the Macca's?
Macklemore. What? Yeah, so there you go. The new Macklemore record will be sponsored by McDonald's. And
they might have to flip the M over to, you know, for the what?
I think we've taken the what thing as far as we can. But it's an interesting idea and something that we... Yeah, something we might have to get used to and accept that eventually we might have artists having their records, sponsored by clothing brands or... fast food chains, we never know, but Macklemore being sponsored by McDonald's would be an interesting idea.
Wait, you heard it here first. You heard it here first. That's a news story.
All right, let's play some more music.
Speaking of Macklemore, I want to play you a track from some true rap that I think is completely next level. I'm talking about Death Grips. They toured with Big Day Out as well. I saw their sideshow at Oxford Art Factory, and it was an absolute cesspit of steam and flying bodies and mess. It was insane. And they do this brand of hip-hop and really deep, dark electronic music, and it's totally different and weird. But yeah, have a listen and see what you think. Yeah.
footage. I stay naughty. I see footage. I see footage. I stay naughty. 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 I see footage. Everybody's known. Where you think you're going and going nowhere. Saddle up. Handle that. Feel that part. Who cops his life? Who takes what's left? Who's that? I'm that next already. No more killer Cardi. Like I told you, don't toss me. What's up with it? I stay naughty. Stimulation of a lot with a care for it. It's stopped by the man. Some mousy shit. I've seen it. I've been it. Can't delete it. Feels like jam. Naughty. I'm moving in the cage. John and don't sleep till they let's cross my bed. What even happened? You see that hair blow? Watch his shoulders in slow mo. Rewind that. It's so cold. Boy. Rewind that. It's so cold. Boy. I see footage. I stay noise. Keep shoving so much, boy. Real looseness seem like no bones in his skin. Noise. Watch y'all hit the floor like this real floor. Gotta see that one more kid. I stay listening and went over. Pedestrian in Brazil. Little tiger. Boy soldier. Twist the cap back and kill. Noise. See crazy shit, man. Crazy shit.
That was Death Grips with I've Seen Footage off their album, The Money Store. Thanks for tuning in to Silence is Violence, One Trick Pony's new radio show. I'm your host, Noki. Thank you, Sam, for joining us.
No today. Worries, man. Thanks a lot for having me. It was a lot of fun.
OneTrickPony.tv radio.
Silence, so much violence.